So hello and welcome to another issue of our Trainee Times podcast series. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Cintons. It's been a while, hasn't it, since we last ran this podcast series, a couple of years when we ran it for our trainee solicitors for training contracts. This time, slightly different, we're going to be bringing you 5 podcasts with our current solicitor apprentices and our original solicitor apprentice, Nathan Johnson, who is now qualified as a solicitor and works in our real estate department. So he's a real success story, having gone through the whole process, the whole 6 years. So the point of the series this year, well, we are highlighting National Apprentice Week. Obviously, that's something that's really important to us, having so many apprentices working within the firm, but having taken on so many apprentices in addition to the legal world as well. In my department alone, we've kept on our digital marketing apprentice, who is now our marketing assistant. So National Apprentice Week, super, super, super important. We also want to highlight through this podcast series that we are recruiting, and under the Northeast Solicitor Apprenticeship Consortium, we are recruiting for a further solicitor apprentice to join us in September 2024. So this is why we are bringing you this podcast series again, and we're going to be ringing them out each day, so they're in quite an expedient fashion. So we really just want to show you what life is like at Cintons for our apprentices, why they came to do kind of what they've done, how they've got here. Each of them has different routes. Each of them obviously is in different years, has different experiences and work in different departments. So if you're considering this, this is something that we really want you to have a listen to, and you can hear from the people actually behind the apprenticeship scheme at Cintons to see what it's really like and really what they think. And obviously understand that they're just, we're normal people just like everyone else. We work incredibly hard. We're very, very obviously professional. We're doing great things for our clients. But also it is a great place to work as well. So lots to kind of try and convey and get across. So today I'm going to be talking to Saffron Sinclair. Saffron, welcome. Why don't we start by you introducing yourself, where you work and what you do.
Hi, David. Yeah, so my name's Saffron, as you've said. I'm a 6-year apprentice at Cintons. I've worked in a lot of different departments, having been at the firm for quite a while now, but I'm currently in the corporate team. So the sort of work that I'm doing at the moment in corporate is like buying and selling businesses, group restructuring of companies, lots of helping with the banking as well. So lots of different types of work.
Interesting. You've had a real sort of full breadth, haven't you? You're obviously our intake too. So we talked about Nathan, who was our original solicitor apprentice with Leah, and yes, you were basically our second year to come to us, weren't we? So you're very, very close actually to finishing this off and to qualifying, aren't you? So would you be September, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So I'm due to qualify in September. Obviously, I've got my law degree at Northumbria University, and I sat SQE1 July of last year, and I'm aiming to sit SQE2 in April/May of this year, and then I get to qualify in September with the other trainees, which is nice. Feels like a long time coming.
It feels like it's a long time working together, seeing, meeting you on your very, very first day. In some ways it feels like it's gone over in a heartbeat, but then sometimes it feels like, well, both of us have actually always been there, doesn't it, I suppose?
Oh, it has gone really quick. I think it's because I've just been kept so busy, and there's loads of different things to do with the firm, both in work and outside of work. It's just absolutely flown by.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. So as I mentioned at the outset, we are going to be using roughly the same format in all of these episodes, finding out a bit more about the solicitor apprenticeship, finding out a bit more about Saffron, how she came to choose this route to be at Cintons, how she's found it, how she's finding it. And then at the end, we're going to give you some more details about different elements of the recruitment process through each of these podcasts. So we'll take a couple of topics and we'll talk to you about those. Then I'll end with the all important details on how you submit your application. And just a heads up to anyone that's listening, submission is by the 14th of February. So you don't have a great deal of time. You've got enough. You've got 9 days. And if you check out our website, www.cintons.co.uk, under our solicitor apprenticeship page, which is under the recruitment section, you can find all sorts of information, our individual firm brochure, and also links to where you need to apply. Because you don't apply on our website, you apply on the university website. So just a sort of heads up about that. So that's what we're going to be doing in today's episode. So Saffron, you've got a really interesting route, and we have talked about this on a previous podcast, but for those who haven't listened to the sessions that are a couple of years old now, where I think we recorded something like 14, it was quite a mammoth thing we undertook, wasn't it, just to get everybody and speak to everybody. And then we did a full podcast at the end with everybody, didn't we? Which was,
we did,
to say it was slightly chaotic and to get people around one microphone was an understatement. But you've got a really interesting kind of background and roots. So, and also you're from outside of the region as well, so you moved to be here. So tell us a little bit about you. I'm spoiling it because I know you so well, aren't I?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Leeds. I did go to university in Nottingham for a while and did just a general area that was completely different to what I'm doing now. So I went to university and did a different degree. And then when I went into like the world of work, I just completely realized it wasn't for me. Like, I just didn't want to be in that area. And I kind of wanted to sort of, I don't want to say better myself, but I just thought, oh, I could be doing something that like I loved. But obviously with like, from a financial perspective, having already spent the money on fees, and I was thinking, well, I can't really go back to uni because I can't financially support myself. Obviously I was a little bit older, I had other commitments at that time. And that's when I came across the apprenticeship. And I just thought it was great. Obviously not having to get in a degree in something I actually really wanted to do, not having to spend money getting a salary at the same time, so it worked out really well, and I was really lucky to be chosen as one of the apprentices for Sintons, and then I moved up here for the opportunity, and I think it was the best possible outcome at the time.
Not only did you start a new job, but in a totally different environment and something very different that you thought you were going to be doing, but you also relocated up here on your own as well. And you never looked bewildered, I will say that. You always very, very, very composed by it all and took it all in your stride, I must say.
Well, I think it was because as well, just everyone, like the trainees. So there was trainees started at the same time I did, and the apprentices like Nathan and Leah, they were really great to sort of be around. So I sort of felt like I instantly had friends, and that's why I wanted to join Sintons, because it was just like a friendly social firm, which is one of the main reasons I was sort of looking for that, because obviously I was coming up here without knowing anyone.
I've always said that. I think that on many, many reasons I've stayed, and I'm coming up for 10 years quite soon, and that really has flown over. But it's the ethos of the firm. I've always thought they've got such a lovely, lovely mix. And I know it's quite corny, isn't it, to say that it does have a family feel with, but it generally does. It ticks a lot of boxes, and I just think the environment is very, very strong in terms of sort of from management down, I think, in terms of your peer groups. And obviously that's sort of really important, because it's not only the solicitor apprentices that you are involved with, it's actually the trainee solicitors as well. And we do consider everybody kind of one group, don't we, really?
Definitely.
So it is a very nice place with a nice culture, with a nice environment, with nice people. So I think that does come across, and I think that's why they retain people and attract people so much, and particularly kind of from out of the region. And something else I wanted to ask you there, and it's completely slipped my mind. You've talked about their sort of the route in, and it was appealing, and so it's 6 years through that you study for your law degree.
Yeah.
You are working at the same time and gaining invaluable experience. And you're also earning a really competitive salary, and you're still, by and large, and I know this isn't the case for everyone because people kind of come at different ages, you're still very, very young when you qualify, and you've still got your sort of your entire career ahead. That's what I was actually going to say. I think why I'm such a big fan of apprenticeships generally, when I left school, I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was, but it was in the early 90s, and apprenticeships then, there just weren't opportunities like this. There were apprenticeships, a lot of my sort of friends and peers went into electricians, plumbers, that sort of thing. That's the apprenticeships that were available by and large. Move forward X amount of years, we're going to say 30 something, aren't we? Move forward 30 odd years, and to have opportunities like this in terms of solicitor apprenticeships and different routes and accessibility into law, but also into other areas within law as well. So I mentioned I've had two really, really fantastic apprentices in my team at Sintons just in my time here, and retained both of them. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it is just sort of a fantastic alternative route, because university isn't for everyone. And there seems to be no size fits all, is there?
I agree, David. I think what's so great as well is because we've got that experience, I'd like to think that we're going to be quite well-rounded solicitors by the end of it. And obviously, I don't think we've touched on it yet, but obviously with the normal route as a trainee, you only get 6 months in each seat, whereas as an apprentice, we do get a little bit longer. So I spent the first 2 years in commercial property, and then I spent 2 years in family, and then I joined the normal 6 month seat rotation for the last 2 years. But like, you get to experience more in that area. Like, 6 months is not a very long time, so having that additional time, it sort of really gets you to sort of understand the area and sort of develop your skills in that area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so recently we went out and we recorded a video for presentation that you gave at Northumbria University a few weeks ago, just in terms of the solicitor apprenticeship generally. And really good afternoon. We tried to go and video nice northeast landmarks. It's always interesting when you're recording outdoors, but we managed to record next to as many building sites and traffic and very, very sort of windy days. So it was interesting, to say the least. We are releasing those snippets of those videos this week, because they do cover a lot in terms of kind of you guys' experience and your top tips and suggestions and sort of so on and so forth. But one thing Nathan touched on, which I thought was really interesting, that I wanted just to touch on with you as the first person I'm speaking to, is the perception of apprenticeship. And Nathan said something that I thought was really interesting, and he said, we're not just there making cups of tea and cups of coffee for people, we're actually getting involved. So just talk to me a little bit about when you came in. So bearing in mind you'd changed entirely what you were doing, you've relocated to a different area, you've come into this, it's a large firm, it's 170, 175, 180 staff firm in a large four-storey building in the centre of Newcastle. From the outside, the building looks, I always think, quite magnificent, a bit majestic, glass window. It looks a very cool place to work. Obviously, with all the office refurbishment and the monies going on with that at the moment, it's going to be an even cooler place to work inside in a matter of a few months. But you've walked in, so obviously there's nerves, but what's it like? What's it like the first day, the first few days, the first few weeks?
Well, yeah, I completely agree with that perception, because I even had it before I joined. I was thinking, oh no, I'm just going to be copying, scanning and just sort of making teas, but that's not the case at all. So like, from the first day, I think obviously you do training that you would usually do, bearing in mind I'd never worked in an office before either, and I think that can be the case for most people, particularly if they're coming straight out of sixth form. So I've never worked in an office, so obviously it's getting used to all the systems. I think people are really patient with you. No one expects you to come in and just know absolutely everything. That's not the case. But I would say from the get-go, I was doing a lot of worthwhile work, and even more so as the years have sort of gone on. So in terms of the type of work that I've been involved in, I've helped on lots of different case files. I think in the sort of first year, particularly by the end of it, I was running my own small cases, not completely by myself. The supervision's still there, but people are very keen on, they want you to learn, they want you to do the best that you can do. So it's not just a case of, oh well, Saffron or whoever will just be doing the teas. They want you to develop your skills. So yeah, I've run my own caseload. In family, I did my own court hearings. Again, they were just small ones, but it was really good to get that experience, particularly as you're assessed on it in the SQE too. I've run bigger transactions, and I think as you progress throughout the years, they expect more. But even though that can be quite daunting, hearing that as someone who might be applying for this, by the time you get to the sixth year, you've really embedded into the firm and the law itself. You surprise yourself, really. You get a little bit of imposter syndrome, but it's there, the knowledge is there. And I think that's a great thing, is you're sort of learning as you work, and everyone knows that.
I think we all have a little bit of imposter syndrome. I remember very, very, I don't these days because I'm far too old, but early on I did in the beginning of my career thinking, Yeah, they're gonna find me out. Am I doing it? Is there other things I should be doing and I'm not? And they just sort of gonna come to me one day and say, "What are you actually doing?" You know? But obviously that doesn't happen because you're around great people. The supervision is first class, and you're developing. And it's only kind of when you, I always say to people, not that I ever want people to leave the job they're in, especially if they're happy. I always say in terms of CVs, write stuff down as you do it and as you learn it, because you will be amazed just how much you're doing and you do that is useful. It's far easier just to write these things down than one day sit down and say, right, I need to write a CV, and then try and think of everything you've done in sort of X amount of years. So I always think noting these things down is a good practice, because, and I mean, I've seen you develop because, you know, it took a keen interest because, you know, you were year two and we've worked on a lot of stuff together. So
yeah.
In terms of kind of content that you've provided for the departments, because it's not just the legal work that you're involved in, it's also the business development side of the firm in terms of how we promote ourselves, how we attract new work into the business. And we've worked on a whole host of things. You've also sat on the corporate social responsibility committee with me in terms of fundraising. We've done so many events, trainee challenges, where, let's face it, where haven't I driven the trainees in the last few years? I mean, if there's a narrow country road to get a minibus down and try and not scratch it, I've done it. But so, you know, it's kind of a lot that's gone on, isn't there? And there's a lot you experience just by osmosis of just kind of sort of being here.
Yeah.
What would you say, and I'm putting you totally on the spot now because the conversation's gone slightly off the questions that we thought we were going to ask, but if you had to give kind of one top tip to someone who's considering this, and the top tip might be actually just do it, you know, it's brilliant.
But yeah.
If you had to give a top tip, what would that be?
It's a difficult one. I would honestly say, I think the most important thing is be prepared, like be prepared for the hard work that there is, be organized in terms of that. I think that's probably like one of the difficult things is obviously it is a long commitment. There is a lot of work to do, but I think as long as you're organized, prepared, you will do fine. You'll be absolutely fine but you've just got to be prepared for that.
I think disciplined as well, because you are working and you are studying, and yes, you get your one day a week release to study, but you are doing both. And for anyone who's ever worked full time and studied for any sort of course, and I've done a whole bunch of postgrad things that I've gone back and done as my career's developed. Yeah, it is a massive balance, and you have to be really, really organised, and you have to get on top of things kind of work-wise, but also with your study, because none of them can slide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really, really important. So department you're in at the minute is, I know which department you're in, by the way, but I'm just testing in case you forgot. So department you're in at the minute.
Yeah, I'm in corporate.
Okay, and how are you enjoying?
I'm really enjoying it. Like I say, as you sort of come to, with me being in my sixth year and being at the firm for 6 years now, I would say it's more demanding in terms of the type of work that you're doing, which is a good thing. I don't feel like I can't do it, but I've been doing a lot of group restructures and helping with buying and selling. And I think you can sort of see at this point in year six, you can sort of see all of the things that you've been preparing for. It all sort of comes together in year six, if that makes sense. Like all the soft skills, all the law. So I'm feeling really good about this seat. Just have to think about qualifying and where I want to qualify.
Absolutely. And obviously your intention is to qualify and remain with the firm, isn't it? Because we've had that conversation numerous times, haven't we, over the last few months when actually we do see each other, because we don't see each other probably now as much as we used to when you're not sat on the same floor. I mean, it's only one floor difference, isn't it? And we obviously when you were sat in family, you were right next to us. So
yeah,
it'd be exciting to see kind of what you do and what you do next. But it's interesting what you say in terms of the soft skills, and that's a really, really good way that you've explained that in terms of as you're developing as a lawyer, you're developing and maturing as a person. You've basically grown up in front of all our eyes for, you know, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
So it is, again, I can't say enough about the apprenticeship scheme. You know, any route that you choose, it is a fantastic route if this is what you want to do. But this is such a good route. If I had to give one top tip, and obviously I'm not a lawyer, but I've spent three quarters of my career working in law and working with lawyers, and obviously making businesses attractive to attract work in so that they continue to grow. But one thing I would say is, if it was my top tip, you get out of this what you put in. And I think that's probably the same as anything in life, isn't it, really? But I once said to somebody, nobody gets promoted by doing the bare minimum, basically. And I think that works in anything. I think it's, you put in as much of this, and you have a passion for this, and you commit to this. You know, 22 years in, I am still completely passionate about marketing for law firms and marketing for Sintons. Never changed, yeah. never for a day. We all have our days that are difficult, but I always think the test is how you come back the next day. Okay, so because we are trying to show the human side of people through this process, what's you outside of work? And that's all the work questions done now. What's life like away from work?
I think sometimes it can be, because obviously you've got to fit in the revision and stuff like that. So sometimes it can be mostly revision, but it's really rare. It's really rare. So me outside of the work, I wish I was a bit more exciting, to be honest, David. I'm not that exciting. Like to take some holidays, particularly in the summer, where I'm a massive Formula One fan. So I've seen a couple of races, which is nice. Obviously with me living in Leeds, I tend to go home and see my family on the weekends, which is quite nice. I enjoy a bit of walking. I live a very chilled, simple life.
I didn't know about the Formula One, did I?
I didn't know that. Oh, no, I'm obsessed with Formula One. It's like a new obsession.
Right. So what's his face has gone to Ferrari?
Yeah, he's gone to Ferrari. So we're going to Monza this year.
So Lewis Hamilton, though, he's got a Ferrari, has he? Not what's his face? But Lewis Hamilton's got a Ferrari, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's gone to Ferrari. Lewis Hamilton's my favourite.
Okay, so at this point, we are going to just talk a little bit about some of the aspects of apprenticeship. So I think what we'll do today, we've got a whole bunch of things we want to kind of cover. We want to talk about a little bit more about the firm and our values and visions and what we stand for and what have you. But I think what would be quite good today is just to talk about the apprenticeship itself. So one of the things we're going to talk about today, as I say, is about the apprenticeship. So Saf, once again, putting you totally on the spot, tell us a little bit about the apprenticeship for you.
So Sintons are proud to be part of the North East Solicitor Apprenticeship, which was the first of its kind in the North East. The scheme and partnership have been hailed for its unique and innovative approach into opening up the legal profession to young people. So it's a 6-year programme while you're employed, leading to the qualification as a solicitor. You also get academic support from Northumbria Law School. You study part-time with Northumbria University. The final assessments is in the SRA Solicitors Qualifying Exam, so the SQE, which we mentioned sort of throughout this podcast. And obviously it's law degree incorporated, so you do actually achieve a law degree if you do the dissertation.
Just to add a few bits in from me, just in terms of Sinton's approach. So we've covered a lot of this, but actually this is kind of the more formal bit, isn't it? But during the 6-year programme, you will, as Saf has, spend time in a range of practice areas working with businesses, organisations and individuals. And as we've mentioned, I meant to mention it, Sintons is a full service law firm, so you do get access to a whole wealth of law. And that's really important, because no two lawyers are the same, and certain areas might not interest you. So I can usually tell within about 30 minutes of meeting a trainee solicitor where I think they'll qualify into. And me and my marketing executive Peter, we often do sort of not play that game, but we do just think, well, I think Saf's going to be, I'm not going to say where I think Saf's going to go, but we can say,
hopefully you'll tell me though after, David.
I'm going to tell you later. but we do that because different people, different skills, you know, end up working in different areas of law, and no two areas of law really are the same. So you do get access to that, and I think that's really important. The firm gives you up to 2 years in your first department to help you settle in. So we talked about those first few months. We talked about settling into the firm, learning the firm's systems, the processes, how to act, professionalism, how to answer the phone, how to manage your time effectively, how to use a printer, all these things that we just kind of know, but also to learn our language, because sometimes there's acronyms for different things. I remember when I first started into law, and I worked, my first firm was a trade union personal injury firm, brilliant firm. And there was just so many acronyms, and I walked on the first day and I had no idea what a CBE and a BDRF and a PI was. It was like a different language. I'm just thinking of people just, and they're just using these things just that I don't understand. But you get that very, very quickly. And super important, you get daily support from your assigned department supervisor, as well as a mentor who helps you transition, develop, and gives you advice and encouragement when you need it. And then obviously don't forget all the solicitor apprentices, as we've mentioned, a part of a really, really strong, tight-knit trainee cohort, and they are given every opportunity to work together. There's a whole bunch of events and training and charity things that we've mentioned, and fundraising and all this great stuff. And you get to work with the marketing team. So, you know, generally, there's just nothing there not to like, is there, Sam?
No, definitely not. It's a good opportunity.
Okay, so the last thing I want to cover today is what we look for. I think that's important. If we're talking about the apprenticeship scheme itself, it seems that it's a really good idea to put that in at the same time. So we are drawing to a close here. So Saf, tell us, what do we Sintons look for in our potential solicitor apprentice?
Well, firstly, obviously you need to have passed your A levels and your GCSEs. So the sort of requirements for the apprenticeship is a minimum of 5 GCSEs or equivalent at grades A star to C, or 9 to 4, and that includes maths and English. You also need 3 A levels or equivalent at grades ABB or above, which is like a minimum of 128 UCAS points, predicted or already achieved. In terms of like a soft skill perspective, I think it's really helpful to have great communication skills and approach to teamwork, because you do work in a team, obviously, if that's within your actual departments or if you're working with the trainees on charity events. You also need to have analytical thinking, a positive approach, because it is difficult. It is a long commitment, 6 years. It's good to be positive throughout, drive and enthusiasm.
Fabulous. And then just in terms of what we offer, Sintons offer, and we covered a lot of this, but it's worthwhile just saying it again. In conclusion, experience of working in an open, friendly and supportive environment. And it generally is. It's exactly what we are describing. And you get opportunities to gain experience in different legal practices. Obviously, we've covered that as well. So benefits, 25 days holiday, increasing to 30 days after a number of years service. And if your birthday falls on a weekday, you get your birthday off, which is a really, really nice thing. And for a couple of years, my birthday just seemed to fall on a Saturday and Sunday. So quite disappointing. But that is a really nice thing and one of the nice perks. Obviously, yeah. Pension contributions, life insurance from day one. You can get interest-free travel loans. We also offer qualification leave. So we've had a number of our brilliant, brilliant people who qualified and took X amount of weeks off to travel, to recharge, to buy a house, to do whatever they've done. I think people have done a whole bunch of things. Paid time away from work to support local charities, our local community. We donate 80 days worth of time. Firm time to worthwhile charities, in addition to the funds that we raise for our nominated charity who we'll work with for a 2-year period. So we've been working with the People's Kitchen for 2 years, just about to have a staff vote, people vote on a new charity. So very, very excited about that, and have enjoyed every minute of working with the People's Kitchen. We also have shopping discounts and health cash plans as well. So some really, really good benefits there. So as we draw to a conclusion kind of now, I just want to thank you, Saf, for giving us your time and speaking to us today. I thought we'd go 10, 15 minutes. We've gone 37, 38 minutes, so that's good. So really, really appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow, in fact, with episode 2. Just wanted to remind you, okay, so we just really want to show you what life is like at Sintons, from actually the people that are going through this experience and have gone through it. In terms of Saf's case, is nearly at an end. So, you know, she's seen and done it and is very, very nearly there. Submission dates, as I mentioned at the outset, by 14th of February. So go on to Sinton's website, www.sintons.co.uk. Lots of information on that page. There's also our brochure, which we're covering a lot of in these podcasts. And there's a link through to where you need to apply if you so wish. If you want to get in touch and you want to ask any questions before you apply, please do so. If you want to send them through to me, I can get answers for you from our apprentices. Happy to do so. My email, david.pritchard@sintons.co.uk. It's a big, big commitment, and you need to make sure it's right for you. You need to make sure it's right. You need to make sure the firm's right. In the same way, still in a recruitment process, we need to make sure you're right fit for the firm. You need to make sure that this is the right fit for you. So if you have anything you want to ask, please, by all means, drop me an email and I can get a response from the guys or put you in touch with them. That's literally all we're going to say today. Just wanted to thank Saf once again for taking time out to record this. I hope it's been useful. I hope it's been interesting. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Stay safe, everyone, and look after yourselves.